This one is Bill McLeese, licensed architect in the state of New Jersey. He was sworn previously, but Leo, I guess we could have him sworn in again, and then I'll just ask the board to accept his credentials again as a licensed professional architect in New Jersey.
Okay, Mr. McLeese, you're Bill McLeese, William McLeese? Please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give on this application will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thanks.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Manos, I would ask Mr. McLeese be accepted as a professional expert in the field of architecture. He's testified before this board numerous times, not the last of which was 5 minutes ago, and the board accepted him previously.
We will stipulate for the record that Mr. McLeese's credentials are certainly acceptable.
Thank you, Chairman. With regard to the application, we have another house that's a little less than 100 years old, 1929 by best guess. This property is in need, again, of a little bit of updating. Mr. McLeese has designed a plan that I think fits in well with the neighborhood, and we do have the owners of the property behind me to the extent the board wishes to hear from them. But this is another that I think this case actually needs a few less variances than the prior case, but it's a McLeese design on an existing property to update the structure and to make it more livable for the growing needs of the owners. So I'm going to turn it over to Bill to walk us through, and then we can get into the positive and negative. Roger's report, of course, Mr. Chairman, we agree with. In this instance, much of the variance we're seeking, existing non-conformities, some of which are being exacerbated, some of which are remaining the same, along with the update that Bill is doing. So Bill, take it away and go from there.
As opposed to the last project we just looked at, this project actually started as a comprehensive renovation to the exterior of the property. So we're replacing windows, re-roofing, we're re-siding, as well as some improvements inside. Primarily, we're here today to talk to you because three of the improvements that are being incorporated as part of this renovation of the property are, one, creating a second floor covered deck over an existing sunroom at the first floor. So again, similar to the prior, we got a column footprint of the floor below, introducing a railing and a covered roof over that same footprint so that there's a second floor exterior covered deck. That sits in the front yard, as you saw on Roger's report. And so that is triggering our front yard variance. In addition, there's a deck at the rear. We had somebody get a little crazy with shading on the application. It does not go over the property line. That garage deck sits over the footprint of the garage right there. So that really, this is here today. This is simply reconstructing this rear deck. So it's a garage, it's a deck over the garage that sets stairs down to the first floor deck, which also exists. And sits more or less within the footprint that's shaded here. This area is shaded because that's actually exterior space today, and we're looking to basically close the square to the house and add a modest amount of square footage to the master bedroom in the rear, which I can direct to you with this footprint. So, kind of walking you through, obviously, the majority of these notes are pertaining to improvements that are done inside or for the exterior. But here, the second floor is really what we want to focus on. You see the deck added on the front over the sunroom. You see the bedroom being squared off. So we're picking up a modest amount of bedroom space, less than 100 square feet in that closet. So that's really what's triggering the rear yard variance. This front deck is triggering the front yard variance. And reconstructing this deck over the existing detached garage is creating a rear yard variance.
So real quick, by that addition on the second floor of the main building, you're connecting it, in essence, to the garage now, correct?
This actually had this, you're saying this addition?
Yes.
This is not connecting. This deck is currently connected between the lower deck and the garage. They're connected today.
Right.
And we're reconstructing because it's here.
But is the garage going to be connected to the...
In as much as it is today. Set of steps, basically, connected.
Right.
This set of steps comes down.
But now you can access that deck from the second floor, correct?
No. No, you access the deck from the first floor only.
So that does not count as building coverage? It's not connected, it's because you're not connected.
Again, I mean, it's a stair that connects the first floor to the garage deck. So if that's connected, it's...
Doesn't really change it.
There's a walkway under, you can walk underneath this. So...
So structurally, they're not...
Structurally, they're not.
Fine.
But there is a material that's going to connect. Be clear for the record.
That connection.
Yeah.
And it's going to reconstruct.
But you can't get through the second floor to that deck?
No.
All right, so that detached garage does not get counted as building coverage now?
Right.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
I guess the point, Mr. McLaren, the work that's proposed won't connect the deck to the house, which would trigger the building coverage being counted. That's, I think, what you're getting at.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, there's one other variance you identified was the height of your yard deck. So obviously, this deck...
If it's existing, that's fine.
What's that?
It's, you're not expanding it, it's existing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took it as, I thought you were really being nice with your neighbors behind you, giving them access. But if that variance goes away, then the... You're allowed to maintain anything that's not conforming. So that would, variance number four goes away, and as does number five.
Is that the 2.97 feet?
There's 2.33 feet for the rear deck, and the zero, that's not the case. And the rear deck height.
That rear yard from property line to the garage is 2.33.
2.33, right?
Yeah.
So what variances remain?
The garage remains an accessory structure.
What variances remain?
You have front yard deck encroachment to the second floor, side yard setback to the principal building.
Correct.
Rear yard setback.
Rear yard to the structure.
Rear principal building and building coverage. Actually, no, building coverage goes away.
Yeah.
No, that's increasing slightly. It's still a variance.
Right.
Well, it's going from 57.25 to 57.57. So it's going up a little.
So there's four variances now.
Correct.
So the basement's existing living space?
The basement is existing good living space, correct.
Is that good headroom?
I'm sorry?
The house has a headroom.
Has to be 5'6".
Yeah. Barely.
It's all it has to be.
I mean, it's not any different than any of the other basements.
Right.
This is a single-family house, correct?
That is correct.
It's not used for Airbnb or renting out any portion of the basement or the other floor?
This would go in the back.
Other than the property owners, there's no intent to do anything with the property by way of converting it to a duplex or anything else?
No.
Mr. McLeese, you've walked through the variances we're seeking. You've studied, of course, the City of Ventnor zone code. In your opinion, could there be any negatives associated with these variances if the board saw fit to grant?
I do not believe so. I think it's an improvement. I think the real expansion of the property happens in the rear corner, and I don't see any negative impact from it. It's a really modest application.
But to the extent somebody could see a negative impact, because of course we're biased towards the applicants, in the event a negative were to exist, would the benefits of this application greatly outweigh any such negative, so that the betterment of the City of Ventnor Zone Code and the State of New Jersey Municipal Land Use Act would be something that they were advancing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. McLeese?
Yes.
How much of this material that's being replaced is deteriorated?
The rear deck is considerably deteriorated, the side is aged, and it needs a new roof.
Percentage-wise, give me a percentage.
Percentage of the surface area?
All the stuff that's being replaced.
Say 30%?
30%? That's unusable. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the house certainly needs to be updated, and they want to stay and save another older house, and this is the way to do it. So, if the board has any questions, we'll certainly answer them, but this is pretty much it for us. We regress.
Still subject to the substantial improvement requirements, obviously. I don't think you're going to get there on this.
That is what guided this project all along.
Mr. Goldstein, have you read Mr. McLaren's report? Are you congruent with it?
Yes, good report, very accurate. Yeah, we're good.
Do you have anything further to add before you open it to the public?
Thank you.
Board members, any questions before you?
I do have a question, and I have a question for Roger. On page 3, under side yards, principal building, because the garage is not going to be attached now, that variance goes away, correct?
Correct.
All right. That's my only question.
Okay. Any further questions by the board of the applicant or our professionals? At this time, is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment regarding this application? Is there any public comment on this application?
I'm sorry, your name again?
Marsha Goldie.
Well.
Marsha Goldie.
Well, she's an owner. I mean, well, we'll count it as public. She's an owner.
Oh, you're the applicant.
Yeah, you're the applicant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's not going to testify against it.
Oh, Ms. Goldie. No. I just got to swear you in.
We're just clarifying.
It's America, First Amendment.
I just have to swear you in. Ms. Goldie, swear to tell the truth? Okay, thanks.
I just wanted to say, on behalf of my husband Jay and I, we both have lived for 35 years. We love our home, we love that earth. We want to try to go for it. We couldn't do it because we're 50-50 golden. And we have no plans in ever selling this house. So we just want to make necessary improvements to make our lives. Our bedroom is a shoebox. It's not like we're going to have a master suite. But we love our home and we just wanted to do the right thing. Every person we talked to said tear it down. We were like, absolutely not. So, you know, that's it. We're not doing anything crazy. We're maintaining the footprint. Correct? Basically, yes. Maintaining the footprint. And just trying to make it nicer for us. And I think all of our neighbors and anybody, all of you, walk down the street. So thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
If anybody in the city felt that way, we'd be doing great.
Pardon?
If anybody felt like you do, through the whole city, we'd be doing great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Public portion of this is now closed. Eric, it's yours.
No, it's yours. We're good to rest. We heard your comments. Mr. McLeese designed the house that I think works well, and try to fit this into vendor's codes as best we can. So we'll rest on that and just ask for a vote in the positive, please.
I do have one further comment. The governor strip, will that be expanded in the front?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We would like to do some really nice landscaping. Right now, there's some stone in. It's not great. We're planning to rip it all out, and this property will hopefully be completely redone. Landscaping, anything that needs to be addressed will be addressed.
Good.
So,
yes.
On the record.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, any more questions? Look, great. Leo, when you have time. Make a motion in the affirmative, please, for the board to vote on.
Yeah. I just have one question, Roger.
Yes.
Of the 6 variances, 2 going away or 4?
2 go away.
2 and 3?
No, 1, 2, 3 stay.
1, 2, 3.
6 stays. 4 and 5 go away.
Okay, so. Do you still need a side yard setback and a rear yard setback to the principal building?
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
And coverage.
And coverage and the front yard setback. Okay.
Right.
In the governor's strip, we added trees? Two street trees?
Yes.
And a governor's strip across the front, other than obviously the driveway. Okay, so it's a C variance application. The variances are as follows. They're down to four. The front yard setback to the second floor deck, 5 feet's proposed, 7 feet's required. The side yard setback to the building, 2.97 feet's proposed, 5's required.
I thought that one went away because the garage is no longer.
Yes, I just checked it. That's correct.
So that should not be a variance.
Am I reading from the wrong report then?
No, it's 1, 3, and 6 static.
1, 3, and 6 static.
We got rid of 3.
Right.
I got you.
You got rid of 3.
Yeah, okay. Because I thought Roman asked that. So that goes away. Then rear yard setbacks at 2.33 feet where 10 feet's required. And then the third one is the building coverage. I believe 50% is permitted, and they're proposing 55.57%, which is just a fraction over what's existing.
That's an awful big variation.
Yeah, it's very. And then there's the waiver from the survey, which is older than 2 years. In terms of conditions, you know, obviously they'll have to comply with the flood damage prevention ordinance. We'll expand the governor's strip across the front of the property with 2 street trees. Anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, subject to any outside approval and representations made during the course of the hearing.
May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
On a roll call vote, state your reasons.
I pretty much didn't know what the homeowner said. You couldn't know if the state had any better either. For all those reasons.
Jay Cook?
I vote yes. I think the attitude of this homeowner is fantastic for the city. I think the work that's being done is even excellent. The requests for variances here are de minimis or are imposed by the pre-existing non-conforming use. They're doing their best to comply, or they can comply. They just have to take what's there. Otherwise, they have to demolish the entire building, which is not the intent of the ordinance. And the building coverage, well, let me tell you about that. That is so de minimis, it's ridiculous. So, yes, I vote in favor. And this is congruent with the master plan, but I wish them well with their intentions. It's going to be a great home. And I walk by it a lot, so I'm glad you're doing it.
Roman Zavi Hutch?
I also vote yes on the application. The variances are justified. It will be a nice aesthetic improvement to the neighborhood, so yes.
Dan Smith III?
I'm also in favor of the application. You know, after 35 years, I hope you're excited to have this more comfortable, spread out a little bit and have some open space, outside areas. It's a win-win and no impact on anyone, really.
Mike Leeson?
I agree with all the other comments and the fact that they'll never sell the house, ever. I vote yes.
Peter Tucker.
I also vote in favor of the application. I think that the variances are minimal and the impact of that renovation is going to be phenomenal. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's done.
Tim Ku.
I also vote in favor. Another investment in an older home is, I think, is a great thing for the city, and the variances are not asking for much at all.
Greer Gaskell.
I vote yes for all reasons.
And Wendy Bartlett.
I also vote in favor. It's a nice to see an older home being renovated, and it's a great aesthetic improvement for the neighborhood.
Thank you. It's good to be included.
Well, I guess it's solid gold.
Thank you.
Don't you ever get tired, Eric?
It's all right.
Doing a roll.
Have you ever read Bunny or something?
What's that?
Have you ever read Bunny?
I'm good.
Are you trying to change the show up now?
Save the best for last on this one. This house is going to knock your socks off.
We were born ready. We were born ready.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Goldstein here on behalf of the applicant, Steve Landau. This is the house at 5107 Winchester Avenue. This is a little different than the prior two houses that we have here. A house on the bay that unfortunately is really not savable. The proposal, as Mr. Lolia will walk us through in a minute, is to demolish the existing structure, build a new house, partially over the water, partially directly on Winchester, fitting in line with the kind of neighborhood development pattern there on the water, which is a little more modern, a little more over the water, and kind of fitting the type of house that you would see with the bayfront presence. Now, there are a lot of variances this house needs because we are constrained by the lot, which is not necessarily huge on the landward side. And the applicant currently has a fairly large, I think you would call it a deck, but it's deteriorated over the water that he has the right to rebuild per NJDEP, so he wants to take advantage of that as much as possible. Mr. Lolio's to my right, Mr. Landau's to my left. Probably both will testify a little bit, Leo, so I guess have them both sworn and then put Bob on for the testimony.
Sure.
Mr. Lolio, Mr. Landau, just give us your names and address or business address for the record, and I'll swear you in.
Will my address here or home?
That's all I hear.
Stephen Landau is 5107 Winchester Avenue.
And Bob?
Robert Lolio, 219 Bellevue Avenue, in New Jersey.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear from the testimony you'll each give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bobby's obviously designed the house. You're the architect of record. You have testified before this board and you're a licensed professional architect in New Jersey many times. I would just ask Mr. Chairman to accept Mr. Lolio as an expert in the field of architecture for tonight's meeting, please.
Is he licensed in the state of New Jersey?
He is, and he's been here probably more times than most others.
Yeah, he's been here a lot, so I think we can accept him.
Thank you.
See that tattoo, will you please?
We've reviewed, I'm sorry?
That tattoo of approval.
We've reviewed Roger's report. What would we were supposed to do is come to the meeting last month, but there was a minor glitch that we had only advertised for the C variances. The height on portion of the house does equal a D. We've since re-noticed, re-advertised. Carmelo was gonna get us on a little early. I wanted to do them all one night, so that's why we're here now. Notice and advertising are satisfied now that we've got the D. And again, the D is just for the one issue for height, which Bob will walk us through. So I'm gonna ask Bob to take us through his design of the house, both on the landward side and the water side. And we'll go through all the variances first, Bob, on the C, and we'll talk about the height later, but we do need special reasons for the D on the height. So if you don't mind, Roger's report, again, Mr. Chairman, we reviewed Roger's report, which is accurate.
Could you bring the board over a little bit more so the rest of the board can see it?
There's a lot of yellow on the report because there are a lot of variances necessary, but Bob will walk us through why they're just
yeah.
All right, so the current dwelling is a duplex, so there's an apartment on the ground floor, and then the residence on the second and third floors. But we are proposing to demolish that and construct a single-family dwelling on this lot. What's unique about this property, the whole house is upland. There's no house over water. The only portion that is extending over the water is a deck that currently is a boathouse. So this whole deck here was a boathouse where basically the footprint was there to be a deck for CAPA permitting purposes.
And of course, just for the record, so the board understands this, we need to get CAFRA, we need specific approval from NJDEP, but they're proposing, and I think they're going to give us that, to build what's there now in the same footprint.
Correct.
So it's not just vendor we need approvals from, it's also from the DEP.
That's correct.
Okay.
So as far as the front yard setback is required to be 12 feet. We're proposing it to be 0.33 feet, 4.4 inches. And that 4 inches is kind of just the stair bump out. And then the rest of the building steps back 2 feet off the property line. So 12 foot's required. Most of the house is at 2 feet. The little stair projection is at 4 inches. And then there's which is pretty consistent with the neighbors. The neighbors to the left of us has a zero property line, and the dwelling to the right is about 3 or 4 feet, so we kind of tried to split the difference between the two. Most of the houses on that street are right up on the property line, so it's pretty consistent with the neighborhood context. And most of the houses are, you know, they're tight. It's like more like a cityscape than your normal setbacks of 12, and the porches are required to be at 7 feet. There's allowed to be a 5 foot encroachment. And our porch, our second floor porches, or our third floor deck is 1 feet from the property line. So there's just a little 1 foot cantilever on the third floor deck. The third floor decks. And then the side yards, we're asking for variances. 4 foot are required on both sides. We're asking for 3.33 feet, so we're 8 inches. We're asking for an 8-inch variance. And the same thing with the porches and decks on the side yard. They line up with the building. They're not sticking out on the side yards, but they're also at 3.33 feet. And then the rear yards, due to the lot depth based on the upland area, there's a lot of restrictions in the length of the property. So that's why we're bringing the house as far forward as possible. And the rear yards are supposed to be 12 feet from the bulkhead. We're at 1.93 feet. And that same goes for the rear yard decks. You're allowed to come out to the bulkhead, but we have a second and third floor porch, so they're also at the same distance from the bulkhead. There was a question about the half story, 75% allowed. My half story, our third floor story is at 56%. So we're meeting that requirement. That's not a variance. Same thing with lock coverages. Lock coverages, it's required to be 75%. We're at 82.3. That's just because of the way the waterfront property and the uniqueness of the shape of the bulkhead and the upland area. We're kind of tight on coverages, and building coverage was required to be 55%. We're at 59.8. So we're going slightly over on the percentages of coverages, but not by a lot. Roofie projection, I could make that conform.
Okay.
18 inches.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. McLaurin, I don't know if you heard that. Bobby said he could make the roof eave projection conform.
Could you clarify these setbacks, please? You have a setback, you have a survey, and then you have the plan, and you have an eave line in here. What are the setbacks?
The side yard setback is...
On the right...
It's 3 foot, 4 inches.
Okay, on the right side of the building.
The roof overhang is 1 foot.
Right.
That's the roof overhang above is 1 foot.
Okay, well, you have 2 feet, and then you have, I can't read any dimension on here.
It's 2 feet and then 1 foot.
So that's 3 feet.
The back line is my roof overhang, so you're 2 feet from the property line to the roof overhang.
Right. And then, what's the...
But those, they're allowed to project 18 inches roof overhang.
Okay. So then, from the property line to the wall, the foundational wall, what is it?
3 foot, 4 inches.
Okay. Could you be, mark your, in the future, have your plan marked?
Kind of down here, it says 3 foot, 4 to the building.
Okay, I see it right here.
And then the 4 foot was the required setback.
Well, why can't you make it 4 feet?
He did that on both sides, he delimited.
There's a lot of variances on his application. And it's a huge house, I mean, it's a 19-foot master bedroom. I mean, 8 inches on each side, and you eliminate four variances. It looks a whole lot better to this.
So Mr. Coop said, and as the chairman of Mr. Taco said, we're gonna make the setbacks 4 feet on each side.
Yeah, that would really clean this whole thing up.
Yeah, no, that's, look, right now, the setback, and I know it doesn't matter that much, right now, it's an encroachment, it's over the line, so it's getting better, everything's maintained on...
We're dealing with the future.
I know, but he's going to make it line on the setback.
We're dealing with the future.
That house is actually only half of what was actually there at one point.
Yeah.
Very familiar with the house.
Yeah.
I think it was cut.
Yeah, there's a driveway.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange configuration, and it was going from a duplex to a single is also good, so, I'm sorry, Bob, continue, so we're gonna make the 4 feet on each side.
We're gonna get rid of the side yard variances, the roof overhang variances, and then the other one was the parking space inside 10 by 20, I could make that conform too. I had 9 by 18, but I have room to make them, they're technically could be 10 by 20. So the, I guess it's, I still have the right amount of spaces, I'm required to have 3 spaces, we have 4 proposed spaces, but the spaces inside the garage should be 10 by 20, not 9 by 18, so actually, that go away too.
All right, let's talk about the height, because we do need a height variance, and the height variance is different. And a normal height variance, as Roger pointed out, it's a D height variance, which, because it's 10% over, needs special reasons. So there's a difference between the pitch roof and the flat roof. And Bob, talk us through how we wound up with the variance.
Pardon me, 1 second. We have 12 variances on this property, a brand new design. Now, obviously you have reasons and so on, but that's a lot of variances. So, maybe they're justified, maybe not. We haven't heard, but that's a lot of variances.
It is. So, and I think we are, where are we now? We've gotten rid of how many?
We've got 4.
Six. We got rid of 6.
Pardon?
We got rid of 6 variances.
Roof eve projection and parking space size, you're going to get rid of.
And all the side yards.
And the side yards, I know that.
How many we're down to now?
Will your coverage change with the side yard?
We're down to the front yard.
One other question, the coverage changes a little bit if we're moving the side yard.
The coverage will slightly decrease.
It'll go down a little bit, but not, it'll still be a variance, but it'll be 1 foot less times how much?
It's 40, so we're gonna take all...
Well, let's just take one at a time, but...
Okay.
We were talking about the total number just a minute ago, Mr. Lolo. You said you were counting them up.
So we took off 6.
Right, now we have left.
Why would they, I mean, look at it like side yard?
Side yard is 4.
Yeah.
So we have 15.
15?
Yes.
Okay.
It's because of the uniqueness.
I understand that.
But number 7.
Number 7?
The variance number 7 I have on this?
We didn't get rid of that one. That's it.
That's the, well, that's the boathouse deck.
Right.
Right, it's on a 0 lot line.
Right.
why would you do and put a deck on a zero lot line?
What? It's currently a boathouse.
It's in the same spot.
I understand that, but we're not doing the same, we're building for the future.
Same footprint, right?
It's the same footprint, right now it's 15 foot wide, we would have to take 4 feet off and only be 9 foot wide.
That's over the war.
I understand that, but it's still zero lot line.
Yes, it's all over wood.
And there's nothing next to it?
No, on the upland.
So the upland portion of that deck will be 4 foot?
Upland 14.
Of the setback?
Yes. The upland, there is no, that deck does not come over the land, there's no...
I understand that, but a person next to it can also build something in the future in that water.
Well, they wouldn't be allowed unless...
They can't. Right, because there's nothing there now, so Mr. Landau luckily has something that exists that can be replaced. The neighboring property can't come out because they don't have it already. You know, the DEP rules need to have something in place to replace in kind. There's nothing on the neighbor's property they can replace.
Granted, but at the same time, we try not to observe zero lot line, but we can do something in here. That's all I'm saying.
There's a potential, this deck, he has to pay basically a fee, $4,700 a year to maintain that footprint.
Okay?
It's a lease.
It's a lease.
It's a lease.
So if number seven is completely in the water, that's not a variance anymore, that's waterfront development permit, whatever you need for that.
Correct.
So it's out of our control?
Out of our control.
So then it's off the list then?
And as long as it's not within 14 feet of the upland?
It's on the bulk, the other side of the bulk, other side.
Yeah.
Not on upland, so it's not a variance.
But it touches the so it's on the list.
Will this property be higher or equal to the property north of it? Height wise?
Height?
Yeah.
I mean, the property to the right seems to be a big deal. Will it be higher or equal?
The deck is higher.
Oh. We had it shot, we'll look it up. It was higher than...
It was high.
It was higher than what we're proposing.
Yeah, it's 3 feet higher.
The building next door.
Yeah, the modern one to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the deck is 3 feet higher than the deck next door.
House next door is 47.38.
So it's 47.3 feet from...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The house next door is 47.3, you said? 47.3 feet.
And you're...
What is 47.3 feet?
And where are you going to be?
We're 35 and a half.
Are you talking the height?
We're basically the same because we're, that's 35 and a half plus the nine.
Right, you're talking a flat roof versus a pitched roof or...
No, we're just talking about the height of the property next door.
The overall building height...
Show us on the print, please.
If you're facing our property, there's a large dwelling to the right, that's 47.3 feet from grade to the top of the ridge, so we're 43.5 feet. So we're about the same, we could lower it a little bit to match it. But that's a completely flat roof, ours has a slight pitch to it.
But it's under a four.
Under a four.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still a flat.
It's still considered flat.
So can you lower it and get rid of that one? What would the lowering it do? Will that hurt you downstairs or whatever?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to crush you downstairs.
No, we have a little room to, we have room to shrink it a little bit.
Okay.
Can we get into a C variance?
It's still BD.
What?
It's still BD.
It'll still be D, it'll still be a D.
What are the ceiling heights in the interior of the house?
We're 9 feet on the garage level.
Okay.
12 feet on the living level, 8 feet on the bedroom level, and 8 feet on the third floor bedroom level.
To get to a C, how did, how much you have to come down?
I have to come down 34.1, or 30. We have to get it to,
we have to drop about 4.5 feet out of it, right?
I don't know, tell me. To get it to a C, how much does it have to go down?
So, Mr. Chairman, I think the question you're asking is not to comply, but how much does the house have to be lowered in order to eliminate the D variance being over 10% and get it to less than 10%?
You'd have to get it down to 31 times, 10% plus 31.
I think it's 34 feet, 1 inch.
34.1.
Yeah.
Less than 34.
34.1.
Less than 34.
We have to take 4.5 feet out of it.
You don't have it. I don't think you have it.
4.9. We're 38 feet, 6 inches.
Did I say 35?
Do you want to analyze that for a minute, or do you want me, are you weighing it?
No, let's, we'll take a look, because we want to make sure we get all of this correct. We know it's complicated.
Before you answer the question, why don't you analyze it? Instead of doing it real quick.
So. So how much would you have to lower?
34.92 feet.
What's that?
You're at 34.92 feet now for the...
We're at 38 feet, 6 inches.
That's the confusion.
Amy, you need to lose 4.5 feet. Yeah.
Right. You can't lose 4.5 feet.
We can lose 4.5 feet.
We can.
But we might not want to ask for it.
No. Well, I mean, at some point, you destroy
a building. We would have to discuss it.
You destroy a building, you have to fit some point. I don't want to destroy the building.
We're trying to get a little room in the garage, because 8 foot's always tight with soffits. And
I understand. So, I mean, let's be practical about the whole thing, too.
So, may I take a second, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I mean, don't shoot yourself in the foot, whatever you do.
Here it is here. Let's see that being the height. We're going to look at this stuff. She hasn't given a lot of time.
Who?
Here's the same.
Here's the same.
Mr. McLaren, Mr. Chairman, what I think, because we were concerned a little bit about the height of the soffits in the garage being 9, what Mr. Landau would do is get the garage to 8 feet and take the 12-foot first level, which we realize is a little bit generous, and take that down to 11 so he can pick up 2 feet pretty quickly without changing much of the design of the house.
So our total building height would be 36.5 feet.
So you're still within the use variance.
Correct.
It's still a D. We need to show the special reasons, but getting rid of the additional foot on the ground level, it's not really ideal because it is pretty low and it is over the water, but, you know, we want to be reasonable and not...
Don't shoot yourself in the foot either.
Well...
And there's a high ball pit.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, we got to be real on certain things, too. And
but we can find 2 feet, whether it's there or somewhere else, in the design of the house. I don't think we can find more than that, because it may have to adjust another area. Maybe this doesn't become 12, it becomes 10, and this stays at 9. We can Bob can make it so 2 feet can come out without really markedly changing the design.
We have to go over this, we get it all put together.
Of course.
Now we'll go over the whole thing. Slow it up. You do your verticals, could you get me some total run? You give the individual floors, but you don't give us a total.
My building might be based off of 9 feet from the curb.
I know that, but it's easier for the board to read a plan when they have the total versus have to add them up.
Are you at my front elevation?
Yeah, I'm on the front elevation.
Because I think my highest curb elevation is 4.24.
Yeah.
So I go 9 feet above that to 13 feet.
I know that, but there's not a number that says 34 feet or 38 feet for the front elevation. It's on my plan.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard for us to work with it. So if you just give us a total, we'd appreciate it in the future.
The total 38 and a half from the first, from the 9 feet above the curb.
I think you might in the future.
That's what I think.
Yeah, we'll add it to the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Harder, it's yours. Take it away. You want to go in the order.
So what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, just so it's clear here, and again, there are some technicalities that we're going to have to discuss when we vote. Most importantly, if we're going to do one vote, including the D, that only seven of the board members can vote, we need a supermajority. Leo, I'm not sure how you want to handle that versus doing all the vote separate for the Cs and then put the D as a separate vote. We're okay either way, but I think it's important to at least make sure the board members...
Tell us how you want to do it.
Yeah.
I'll move the apple wherever you want.
Can I ask you, if you're trying to get four and you're giving us two, it's the same D variance, is that correct?
It's still a D, but it's just not as much of a D.
Okay.
If we could get it down more, obviously, then everybody would be able to do it.
Well, why don't you go through the application?
All right.
And go through everything. See what you can...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's talk about what we've eliminated so far and just take that completely off. And just want to make sure that Roger concurs. So if you don't mind, Roger, we can go through your report and Bob can say what is no longer a variance, and that'll make it easier for Leo.
Start a list and go down the next level and go with each variance.
Bob's working off of the variance, it's page 5 of Roger's report. So let's go through what still is and what isn't, and we'll go through the positive and negative.
One is front yard setback to building. That's still 12 foot required. We're asking 23.3 feet. Number two, front yard setback to deck. That's still a variance. 7 foot required, 2 feet for both. Front yard setback to third floor deck. That still exists. Number four, side yard setback to building is eliminated. Number five, side yard setback on the right is eliminated. Side yard setback to the deck. That's going to be eliminated on the left hand side, and then the side yard on the right, that is all over the water side, so it's not in your jurisdiction. That's eliminated. Rear yard setback to building, that's due to the upland area, that's still in effect. So the rear yard was supposed to be 12 feet from a bulkhead, we're at 1.93 feet. Rear yard is setback, number nine, rear yard setback to decks on the first floor, that still exists. Number 10 is rear yard deck height, second and third floor, that still exists. Building coverage will exist, but it will be reduced because we're shrinking.
Right, so one other question. So let's make sure we answer that. If we're shrinking it 1 foot total times the length of the building, so what's the pickup we get on that? 12 inches on each side.
It's going to be about probably around 60 to 70 square feet of added coverage.
No, we're getting rid of 60 to 70 square feet of added coverage. We're reducing the total lot coverage.
Right. We're adding 60 square feet of landscaping.
Okay. Does that answer the question?
I don't know what the percentage is.
The coverage is being reduced by 60. By 60
square feet, but she asked about the percentages, so we'll see if we can figure that out. Can you figure out what that additional 60 square feet would be?
Eric, I would suggest is, in dealing with these variances, you have a group of variances for the front. we take the group of variances for the front and deal with those, took them by areas.
Okay.
The rear area is a group of it has different criteria. Deal with the group, the rear area as a group.
Fine.
And then do it that way. And it'll make more sense to the board.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
It's fine.
With the applicant.
Yeah, we're fine. All right. So height remains, but we're taking it down 2 feet. So let me. So height remains, that's the big one at the bottom of the page.
How do you do that? Roof deep projection on number 14, we're eliminating. We're going to conform with the 18-inch projection. Number 15, parking space side, we'll make that conform. Number 16, landscape coverage. That's going to still remain a variance, but it's going to be a little reduced from where it is. Landscape coverage in the front, that's going to remain pretty much the same. And the third, number 18, third floor deck is still a variance.
So which ones are remaining?
We're eliminating 4, 5, 6, 7.
4, 5, 6, 7.
14 and 15.
Okay. And then real quick on number 9 for I'll defer to Roger. I mean, they're allowed to go to 0, right?
Only for the first floor.
For the first floor, you can go to 0. And then.
But they're going, it's measured to the bulkhead.
To the bulkhead.
So they're going beyond the bulkhead. Is that beyond our jurisdiction? In terms of, I mean,
it's still within the property line.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's for the deck over this.
I got you.
What's the first group?
I got you. Never mind.
So the variances that are remaining, other than the height, aren't unusual for this. These work on lines.
That's correct. I agree.
I agree.
So can we deal with the front yard first?
Sure.
And go back with those 3 or 4 there, and then put them in the group, and do the rear yard.
That's good.
That's a group. And there's criteria for that.
All right. So Bob, as the chairman had asked us. There are a number of variances that have to do with the front yard. Of course, we've got the steps coming up very close to the property line. Even without the steps, the remainder of the front yard is still a variance. Walk us through why those variances would be justified based upon the nature of Winchester Avenue. As you said before, it's a little more city-like than other parts of town. Just walk the chairman through.
Well, when you do it, give us the number of the variances you're talking about, and then talk about it. And then we'll go from here.
Good. Okay. So let's go through each one. We'll talk about the positive and whether there's a negative, and then whether the board has questions as to that one. We'll put that to rest and go forward. I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay. So number one, front yard setback to building. We're supposed to have 12 feet. Currently, we're at 0.33 feet or 4 inches. That's the stair bump out. The majority of the house is setback 2 feet from the property line. The adjacent dwelling to the left has a 0 lot line, and the one to the right, I scaled it. It was about 3 or 4 feet, so I kind of split the difference and made it set the house at 2 feet. That's where
what
I
was the old building.
The old building
0.5.
I thought it was
6 inches. It was like almost the same.
0.5 over the property line, so it was a 6-inch encroachment.
It was an encroachment.
Correct.
Okay.
So for that one, Mr. Chairman, we're going from 6-inch encroachment to, as Bob said, a portion of it is how far back? That's the closest?
Closest is 4 inches.
4 inches. So it's 10 inches better than it is now. But what's the average of the front setback, not including the steps?
Okay.
There's about an 8-foot portion of that 4 inches, and then the rest of the width of the building is 2 feet.
Okay. Yeah, and that's about how wide? 8 feet, you say?
Width of the house?
Yeah, the width of that step.
Oh, it's about, it's probably 8 feet wide.
8 feet. Very, okay. Thank you very much.
Now, Bob, you talked about the neighbors on both sides having encroachments or setbacks that are more intense than this one. Did you design this house keeping in mind that it blends in well with the neighborhood development pattern, which is the house on the left and house on the right?
It's not just those. I mean, the majority of the houses are pretty much right on the property line. on this street. It's kind of not unique.
Ready for the next one, yard variance.
So would it be fair to say that under that one, this house fits into the neighborhood development pattern, which is a purpose of zoning?
Correct, yes.
So let's go to the next one.
The next front yard setback is to the decks, porches?
What number is it?
Number two.
Okay. Which floor?
It's the, it would be the first floor porch. 7 foot's required, and we're at 2 feet. The ground floor porch.
And the area in front of the front door.
It's the area, yeah, the area that's covered by the other decks.
So there's no side yard setback. And how high is that deck above grade?
Oh, it's only one step.
Oh, what?
It's only like 6 inches above.
6 inches above grade. Okay. And what's the variance?
7 foot's required. We're at 2 feet.
Okay. So it is 2 feet. It is there. And 7 foot's required. Excellent.
The next one is the front yard setback to the third floor deck. Okay. That's the same 7 foot's required.
12 foot.
And that's 12 inches, 1 foot from the property line.
Which required the third floor deck?
That's my mechanical platform.
What is it?
It's my mechanical platform on the third floor.
So that's a mechanical platform?
Correct.
It's not a little, okay.
Well, so, you can get out there, but nobody's really going to use it as a deck.
Okay. Yeah, and that's it's 2 feet, right?
1 foot.
But 1 foot from the property line. And how many feet are required?
What's your requirement?
How many feet are required?
Seven.
7 feet. Okay. Very good. And that's a mechanical deck, not a functional deck.
Correct.
Thank you. Next front yard variance.
That's all the front yard variances.
Okay. That's the fronts.
Then 4, 5, 6, and 7 are side yards. We're taking all those away.
Okay. So side, let's note, side yards are 4, 5, 6, and 7. They have been eliminated. Okay. Let's go to the rear.
Rear yard number 8. Rear yard number 8 to the 12 foot required. We're asking for 1.93 feet.
You gotta speak up.
I said 12 foot is required.
Right.
We're asking for 1.93 feet.
And what is the variance for?
Rear yard deck.
Rear yard deck.
First floor deck.
Can you show us on the print where it is?
The first floor deck.
Okay. That's the first floor. The rear yard deck. The board members, you follow along with it. Is this easier for you?
No. I understood it before. Okay. I find this is more arduous than...
Okay. Well, if it's more cumbersome, then I'll stop. Is it better for you? Is it good for you, or is this an exercise in futility here?
Oh, forget it. Yes, though, it's not an exercise in futility.
I'm just trying to organize and get it through. We get everybody online in the page, and that's it.
Now, look, Mr. Cook, we want the board to be informed of what we're doing. We want to make sure that there's a solid understanding of the vote. So, however, it's best for you to have us put it on. We're good. I mean, we're here. Your pleasure. Way around.
I don't want to put everybody through a lot of trouble either. Now this is the rear yard. And what's the requirement?
The rear yard requirement was 12, we're 1.93 feet.
Okay.
That's just for the first floor deck.
1.9. Now, this has, you're back up to the waterway.
Correct.
Now, this goes, we've always looked at waterways as, there's basically an infinite rear yard just about with that in there. So that's a criteria that the board, we put on other properties. So it would be unfair not to state that for you too.
Some of the houses, the buildings go out over the water, right. And then there's decks all the way out.
I understand.
This is really not encroaching a lot at all.
I'm just stating the fact on that the board has looked at that over the years. Next variance.
Next variance was rear yard deck height for second and third floors. You're not allowed to have a deck in the rear yard setback.
But in the case of this waterfront property, we're asking for second and third floor.
We'll note it's a waterfront, that's it. Okay. Next.
That was number 10. Number 11 is building coverage. We already discussed that.
But that again will be 60 or 70 feet.
Will probably be like split the difference, will probably be around like 57, 58.
Okay, you were calculating that. What is the, what was your calculation, the reduction?
We know we're picking up, we just don't know the exact number.
I think we should say the requirement's 50, when we get there, the requirement's 55%. Before you shrunk the side yards, you were at 59.8%. You're going to be below that, but you're still going to be above 55% as in a condition of approval. It'll give us a, because it's a little hard probably to calculate that on the fly, right?
Yeah, we'd have to.
Still a variance.
Still a variance, but it's a lot.
Are you okay with that? If it just says in the res, okay, so.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun.
No more than 59.8.
No more than.
It'd be no more than, I mean, you're already pretty close.
We want to answer all the questions, so, and Bob can recalculate if he has to.
Same thing with the lot cover. Same thing with number 12.
Right.
What's the next one? Number 12 was lot coverage, it'll be the same kind of.
That's 12.
Stipulation.
That's lot coverage, same thing. Okay, next.
13 is the building height.
Let's save that, let's do that last.
We'll do that last.
We'll skip that to the last.
Yeah.
Number 14, roof heat projection, that's not a variance no more.
So 14's eliminated.
Same thing with 15, parking space size.
Parking bay?
Parking space size, no, no. It just has to be shown on the plan as 10 by 20, and Norton Rust spot on the street's 9 by 10.
We have a parking bay eliminated?
Yes.
Okay. 15's eliminated. Okay.
16 is landscape coverage total. That's going to be similar. We're over 25% required, we're at 17.7, so we'll probably gain a couple percentages.
That's not much there. Can you find any more landscaping to qualify?
Add a little driveway strip, but not much.
There's not much driveway.
Okay.
I could use the width of the sidewalk at the entry.
Okay. We'll just keep moving. Yeah, I don't, you guys have to figure this out. What's next one?
Next one was front yard landscape coverage, that's pretty much going to remain the same.
Okay.
That, we won't lose much in the front yard, because.
All right.
We'll gain a little bit, but not much. And then the third floor deck.
Is that in the building?
Third floor deck.
I couldn't tell.
It's within the building setback line, but not the building that I have established.
It's behind the principal wall, it's not a variance.
It's.
Talking about the one earlier.
It's the third floor roof deck.
Oh, this is a rear one?
It sticks out from the building line that I established, but based on the rear yard setback, it kind of encroached that floor.
Okay, fine. It's a rear yard variance.
Yes.
Okay. What number is that?
It's beyond my building hall.
Okay. What number?
18. That was it, 18.
Okay. Third floor deck, rear. It's facing the waterfront.
Correct.
Okay. That's waterfront. All right. What do you have left?
Height.
Height. Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, Landau, I think, was upfront pretty good about saying he could give up 2 feet and still make it work and figure out how to adjust those 2 feet within the house, whether it's 6 inches here or 6 inches there. It's doable. Taking the 2 feet out still makes it a D variance, however. So.
The variance, we can pick up any more height?
2 feet higher than the house next door?
The house next door is higher.
The house next door, if we take out the 2 feet, will be higher.
Okay. It's higher. Board members, any wisdom here?
I'm just trying to follow Roger's report, because it says that this is 34.92 is proposed on number 13.
But that's on the flag.
Rather than, okay.
If you take 2 feet off of that, that would be 32.92, which is less than 34.1. which is the D variance trigger.
I'm so confused by it.
Right.
Okay, we have a building that...
The issue was when Bob and I were talking about the building height is where it was measured from. Because he was showing up in BFE plus whatever instead of the top of curb because there was a difference. But it's so low back there, you actually get more benefit going from BFE plus 4 for the height. Yeah. Plus 9 actually is less than BFE plus 4.
Correct. Where's it being measured from? BFE plus 4?
I'm basing it off of the highest curb, 9 feet above the highest curb elevation.
Where can you take it from?
Well, the ordinance says if you put parking below, you have to go 9 feet from the top of the curb.
Okay, that's the ordinance.
But the building height, if you measure it from BFE plus 4, which you're allowed to do, gives you an extra foot or two, I think.
Yeah, that would be...
This is an odd situation, Mr. Chairman, because if you measure from the normal house plus the parking underneath, it's less than if you measure, like Roger said, from the BFE plus 4.
From the zoning and planning standpoint, we have two different heights to measure from. And then we also have comparison of a building of a building next door, which is higher. Now, they're the things that are there. Plus this, that's 4 items to look at. So the board has a decision to make based on 4 items that are there. And that's the wisdom of the board. Am I correct?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay. So, somebody guide us through it here.
What is the height from BFE plus 4 to the top of the roof peak? Without any adjustments.
Okay, forget about the 2 feet. Just measure BFE plus 4 to the highest point of the house.
It would be about a 9-inch difference.
So you're gaining 9 inches by going from plus?
We're gaining 9 inches from going to base flood plus 4.
So your variance is decreased by 9 inches?
Correct.
And if you eliminate the other 2 feet,
we're gaining 2 foot 9 inches. No, because we're proposed at 38 feet 6 inches.
Okay, so it already eliminated.
We're still being big.
I just heard 4 feet above BFE plus 4.
Right. You're like 35.
The other thing that's hurting me on this is it's a flat roof. They get 4 more feet if it was a peaked roof.
Interestingly, they looked at the peak roof and it doesn't work. It looks, this is one where the flat roof,
412 roof.
You know, we can make it go higher with the peak roof and it just, it looks weird.
Is the roof a 412 or a camber?
What's that?
If enough of the roof was 412, it would camber.
It would be a C, yeah.
We would probably be pretty close, yes, but we're trying to do a little bit of a unique design.
What pitch is that slope section?
This portion is flat, pretty much flat, 1/4 inch per 12, and this is a 212.
So 212.
That's what's driving.
Yeah.
The
plot of 412 on there.
What's that?
You double the height of.
That would change. That would make it work. I'd have to do like a pitched, a hip roof or something like that.
But it takes it out of the flat roof. It's a different criteria.
That would add.
It would be a fixed roof.
It'd probably add another 18 inches to the roof, the building height.
But wouldn't it change the height of the level?
You get a 35 feet with a pitched roof. You're about 31 feet with a flat roof.
Right.
So with the variance that they're asking for, they're actually almost matching the peak roof height.
Okay.
So the difference between this plan and if it was a pitch roof is your height would be that small triangular part at the peak versus the section on the left.
Well, that makes it, now you explain it all. So the difference is in here is if is only